Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jets with a move, maybe not so much a big move in terms of the number of spots, but there's only so far you can move up the board when you're picking sixth. So these are three very important spots that they're moving up. To talk about that and a whole lot more going on in the Jets offseason, what direction they may be going at the quarterback position in the draft, I'm joined right now by the beat reporter for the Jets with the New York Post, Brian Costello, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Brian, how are we doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So let's talk about this trade, and I guess we'll maybe talk about some more specific names here in just a second. But were you surprised at all with the timing of the trade, just given that, depending on what the Jets want to do, this might have been a move that they still could have put on the back burner and done, you know, on draft night or closer to the draft when they see things shake out? Did the timing of it surprise you at all?
Yeah, it's early. I mean, I didn't think it would go all the way to draft night, but if you know, judging by some of the past years of like the Goff and Wentz trades happened a few weeks before the draft, I thought this would probably be a situation like that. You know, I think there was a sense of urgency from the Jets when the Bills made their move this week and came up to 12. It's pretty clear they're trying to climb up the ladder like the Eagles did a few years ago. And then when they didn't get Kirk Cousins, you know, this was part of their backup plan. So I think they really heavily engaged the Colts in talks after that happened, and that led to the timing.
As far as scenarios go, and I mean, this is obviously a move up to three to get a quarterback. Do you think the chatter around the move up to get to three and say, hey, we like a couple of guys, and if one of them's there at three, that's great? Or do you think they have a specific guy in mind?
No, I think if you're moving up to three, you have to have a few guys rated similarly. You know, I don't think they probably have them all exactly the same, but they got to be close, or you wouldn't do this. Because if you're just focused on one guy, there's no guarantee you're going to get him at three. Obviously, mm-hmm. So to me, you know, in my mind, they have three guys that are pretty close on their board right now, and you know, nothing's finalized yet. They're still Darnold has his pro day this week. Josh Allen has a pro day this week. They're going to have private visits with these guys. There's still a lot of work to be done before I think they finalize their draft board. But moving to three told me they got three guys that they like all about the same on there.
Do you care to take a stab at who they are?
I think it's Darnold, Rosen, and Allen. You know, Baker Mayfield's the other guy people talk about. But to me, just looking at what Mike Maccagnan has done at quarterback since he's been the GM, he likes very big quarterbacks with big arms. That was why Christian Hackenberg got drafted. Christian's 6'4". You know, Josh McCown is 6'4". Bryce Petty's 6'3". You look at all these guys, they're big guys. Baker doesn't fit that. Baker's 6 foot. And, you know, I don't think it translates for the Maccagnan mold. Now, that's just me speculating. It's not something I've been told or anything like that. But if I had to guess on the three, it'd be Allen, Rosen, and Darnold.
Brian Costello covers the Jets for the New York Post, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You bring up Christian Hackenberg. What's the, given how it's played out with Hackenberg, a second-round pick a couple of years ago, what's the trust level right now in Maccagnan and that personnel staff to make the right choice with the number three overall pick?
From the fan base or from ownership?
Well, it's both.
Well, I think ownership, I would think it's high. I think ownership trusts him. You know, they get to see your contract extension. I think, you know, they believe in him. Fan base is skeptical. You know, I think the Hackenberg thing has been a big story here for a couple of years now. And, you know, for a second-round pick to never see any time in the regular season is unheard of. And, you know, at the quarterback position, it's really, I think there's one other guy, and you have to go back to like 1980 to find that guy that was a second-round pick and didn't play at all. So that brings a lot of scrutiny on him. you know, obviously he took Bryce Petty his first year, but that was a fourth round pick. That was more of a taking a shot at something, I think. So I think the fan base is skeptical, and you know, he's got a lot to prove here with this pick.
Yeah, as someone who covers the team, Brian, has Christian Hackenberg been as bad as it sounds like from the outside looking in?
You know, it's hard to say. I haven't seen him play in a real game. You know, that being said, he had a really they served it up to him last year. They wanted him to win that job. He had every opportunity in the world in the preseason and training camp, and he couldn't do it. And he had some pretty bad performances in the preseason. You know, so I feel bad for Christian in a way. I think he was overdrafted. I think that was the problem. I think if Hackenberg was a fifth-round pick, nobody would care that he wasn't playing. It's because he's a second-round pick that he drew all this scrutiny, and it really wasn't his fault. He just got overdrafted. He was not worth a second-round pick. I think that's pretty clear.
Brian Costello joining me on CBS Sports Radio talking New York Jets. So we talked about what they've done in the draft to move up and get the quarterback of the future. In the meantime, they've got two quarterbacks that they just spent, you know, middle to decent size money on, and as far as quarterback market money goes, with bringing Josh McCown back on a one-year deal and then signing Teddy Bridgewater to a one-year deal, spending, I believe, a combined $25 million on both guys. What's the expectation for how that whole dynamic is going to play out? Is Bridgewater going to be the starter and McCown the backup? Is there a competition? How do you expect that to play out?
It's not $25 million. It could be $25 million, but that's if Bridgewater is all world, basically.
Gotcha.
Teddy's contract is 1 year, $5 million.
Okay.
And then he has a bunch of incentives that could get him to $15 million. So
okay.
You could imagine, though, the incentives to get to $15 million are quite hard to reach, and the Jets will be very happy to pay them if he plays like that.
So yeah.
It could be just $15 million for the two of them, which is a pretty good bargain for one for a starting quarterback, and they got two guys at a chance. Here's how I think it'll play out. The way Todd Bowles operates is Josh McCown will enter the offseason as a starter. He likes, if you end of the year as a starter, you're the incumbent, you come back as a starter. You don't lose your job in the offseason. So he'll be the starter. You know, to begin spring, and you don't really lose your job in the spring. So I think he'll be the starter to begin training camp. Now, to me, training camp is going to probably go like similar to what happened last year, where we just talked about Hackenberg got the majority of the reps and McCown kind of took a back seat. I think in the Jets' eyes, they know what Josh McCown can do, right? He's 39 years old. He's been playing a very long time. They had him last year. They're not going to need to see a lot from him in training camp. Bridgewater's a really kind of a, I don't want to say unproven, but he's a question mark because of that knee, and he hasn't played in 2 years. So I think he needs a lot of reps. And if they draft a quarterback, that guy needs a lot of reps. So to me, those guys will get the brunt of reps in training camp, which might hurt Josh McCown a little bit. I'm not sure. And I think if Bridgewater really performs well, he could beat Josh McCown out for the job. And I think the rookie, I think they'd be inclined to let him sit and watch for a year, but you never know. I mean, it could be a Russell Wilson situation. It could be a Carson Wentz situation where those teams didn't really plan on playing that rookie, and then the guy was just so good that they felt like, okay, let's get him on the field. So I think this could go in a lot of different directions. I think that's what the Jets wanted. They kind of have options A, B, and C here on the team, and, you know, hoping, you know, one of them works out, basically.
Yeah. Brian, how would you describe the disappointment level that the Jets did not only didn't land Kirk Cousins, but didn't even really get a swing at him? I mean, he went straight to Minnesota and pretty much signed up there.
Yeah, they're very disappointed. You know, there's people in the organization that kind of feel like they didn't get their shot, that maybe they were used by Cousins and the agent to kind of, you know, create a market that wasn't really there other than the Vikings. So, you know, they're very upset. But I think now the trade kind of bounced back, you know, with that. Mm-hmm. I think obviously moving up to number three energized the organization yesterday. I think they'll move on from Kirk Cousins pretty quickly, but there was definitely some sting in the building this week.
Brian Costello covers the Jets for the New York Post, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Last one before I let you go, Brian, you mentioned Todd Bowles. How would you, I guess, assess the job that he did in 2017?
Oof, it's a hard one, you know, because the expectations were just so low.
Yeah.
That, you know, that they won five games seemed like a miracle now. So he deserves credit for that. And I think he did a good job of trying to change the culture last year. He got rid of some guys that were problems, and he's emphasizing things. I thought he handled last offseason very well when people were saying the Jets are going to go 0-16 or they're tanking and that kind of thing. And he focused his team like, don't listen to that stuff. We're trying to win the Super Bowl. you know, which kind of got snickers from the outside world. But I think it helped inside. They believed in that, and they believed in him. So I think he did a good job there. You know, that being said, he's gone 5-11 the last 2 years. So I don't think they're building a statue of him yet or anything like that. And he had some games that weren't great. But, you know, overall, I thought he did a pretty solid job last year.
Brian Costello covers the Jets for the New York Post, and you can find him on Twitter as soon as at Brian Coz. Brian,
right,
with an I, C-O-Z, on Twitter. So if you want a good Jets follow, go ahead and give Brian a follow on Twitter. Hey, Brian, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening, man. Good stuff,
no
and
problem.
I hope to do it again with you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.